Good morning. We continue with Chayyodom Klal Samach Zayin, and we learned the simon which deals with the halachas of Kavod B'Dibur simon Hay. So the Chayyodom gave one example, is that if a person knows that by mentioning the father's name, people will respond, it's a kavod to use the father's name as a way that people will respond positively. She shows a kavod to the father. So other examples of kavod b'dibur, based on what the Chayyodom said, that a person perceives the parents as being anashim mechubadim. So obviously, to anashim mechubadim, you speak in a certain derech eretz, in a certain proper respect. You don't yell at them, you don't talk loudly to them, you stand in awe of them as you talk. So that's number one. Rashi points out in Chumash that a child will not speak before a parent. So the question is asked, the child will let the parent respond. And then if he has something to add, he can add afterwards, obviously assuming that the parent would want them to do that. The child really should not be commanding a parent what to do. So that's not derech eretz. It's not covered to the parents. You wouldn't be ordering a Moshe Feinstein around, telling a Moshe, do this for me, do that for me. You could ask, would it be okay if the Rosh Hashiva would do this for me? Is it possible to ask such a thing? So the same thing with the parents. When the child is asking the parent for something, is saying, make me lunch, says, is it possible that I could have something for lunch? The language where as opposed to being said in the language of a command, make this for me, or something of that sort, a person would be from the parents, and it's obviously indicated that it's up to the parents to decide whether they wish to do so. A person says, "Can you do the wash? Can you sew this for me?" Any of those type of things, a person has to make sure that they say it in a language where they're not commanding the parent or telling the parent what to do. Theoretically, that should apply as well. Not that I've seen people be mocked on that. Sitting at the table, can you please pass me? The language of, is it possible to pass me, as opposed to pass the potatoes, something of that sort. one of the parents tells a child to do something, and the child is doing it, and the other parent walks in and says, who said to do this? So besides the issue of Rechilis, that would apply if apparently the parent is upset that it's being done. If the child says that the other parent said, so the parent will be upset with the other parent. For example, the mother tells the child to do something, and the father walks in and says, who said to do this? If the child said, Ima, so the father would be upset at the mother. But besides that issue, besides this of Rechilus, which applies, you're using your Dibur in some way to hurt the mother, because the father would be upset at the mother. So creating that tension between the parents would be a chesaron in kibud av aim. So the person has to be careful. The person has to be careful in that situation. Obviously, if this is an ongoing problem and there are real issues, a person should be asking a halachic shaila how to deal with that. If a parent sees a child doing something which the parent thinks is incorrect, and the parent is correcting the child and saying, don't do that, don't do X and Y, and the child wasn't really doing that, the parent misunderstood. So saying to the parent, you don't know what you're talking about, or you didn't do the right, that's not what I did, a language which is putting the parent down would go into chesaron of derech eretz. Again, the same way a person wouldn't talk, if the person wants to measure that, be talking to his rav versus Rosh Hashiva, and the misunderstood, you would say, you would use some language of apologizing and requesting, can I please explain that it's not exactly what as it seems, as opposed to you got it wrong, which would be put down to the person that you give respect to. So these are some examples where a person has to be careful in their deeper of how they speak to a parent. Have a good day.